USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
The president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel. Frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, and China all have started grounding some of their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after a crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. Former NTSB chairman Jim Hall believes Boeing should voluntarily ground its aircrafts.
I think this blip needs to be addressed by the manufacturer, and they need to do a detailed look.
Hall was speaking on CNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The national average for gasoline is now at the highest level in over 3 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That national average is now at $2.48 a gallon, up 5 cents from last week. Patrick Nahan of GasBuddy.com tells us California had the highest at $3.31, while Texas was tied with Mississippi with the lowest at $2.21. Some states had dramatic increases.
The biggest weekly jump happening in Indiana, where prices raced up by 14 cents a gallon, followed by West Virginia, where prices rose 11 cents, and Ohio, where prices rose 10 cents on average.
I'm John Clemens.
The Social Security Administration has its eye on people's social media posts in an effort to crack down on attempted fraud. For example, a person may be claiming disability benefits because of a back injury, but then they're shown playing baseball or golfing in a picture posted on Facebook. Supporters say this is a good way to crack down on fraud. Meanwhile, opponents say there's no way to know when the photo was actually taken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Milwaukee will host a Democratic National Convention in the year 2020. Wisconsin is a key battleground state where President Trump won back in 2016. A plane crash in Ethiopia has the entire industry taking precautions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many airlines around the globe are now grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of one of them in Ethiopia yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8. It killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. One example, the Ministry of Transportation in Indonesia has ordered the planes there to be grounded. Here in the States, Southwest and American Airlines use them, and both say they're confident in the plane and won't be grounding theirs.
There's a new record breaker topping the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number two this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number three, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4, and Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.